continuing our stimulating conversation with Dr. Edward Brew from Global Healing Center. His great products we have over the Power Mall, and we'll talk about some of those after the next break. But one of the big stories, the biggest story probably in the world, is this lockdown, virus, mask, whatever. Talk about the science of lockdown, the medical theories or the medical knowledge behind this, why this is not the best idea.
So from a medical perspective, and just to let the listeners know that I've been heavily involved since the initial COVID, actually dating back to October of last year.
Do you think it was in America in October last year?
Maybe not October, but I think November. I think it was in China in October. Come November, I think yes, and definitely without a doubt, we've tracked a lot of people. Then December was when people really started to get sick, especially around Utah. Why that is,
Utah.
I don't know.
Yeah,
there was a set of cases in Utah. I have no idea why that is. I think maybe some people were going to ski vacations, coming in from China. Who knows? But I know that there was a hot spot there. There was other hot spots in different areas. The virus, in my opinion, and I'm just not saying my opinion, but I've talked to the world's greatest virologist, Dr. Judy, Dr. Zach Bush, many individuals that have been following this very closely, Dr. Batar, Dr. Shiva. I've been on calls with all of them. We've been analyzing it with other practitioners, boots on the ground, with nurses in the hospitals in New York City, different areas of the world. And you talk about lockdowns, and what you want to do if you have a serious, let's say a serious virus or a serious bio weapon that could potentially kill a quarter, 50%, 75% of the global population, you want to quarantine the best that you possibly can until you know enough about that virus, until you can make a real scientifically based, educated prognosis, let's say. We knew fairly early on that this was – we still don't actually know what the heck this – who did this. We have theories, looking at the bio lab in North Carolina and the involvement with individuals transferring it over to Wuhan, and just the way the virus is, if it even is a virus, okay? There's even some people coming up with some evidence right now that this might not even be a virus, it might be a bacteria, okay? So we don't know, and we won't probably know the real answer and the truth for a while. However, we were fairly confident in March that this was nothing more than the flu as far as
severity,
threat level. And that's kind of what we were talking about. And that's why we were, boost your immune system, take some supplements, give your body, some rest. When you have something that you feel is no greater in a mortality rate than the standard influenza virus, then a situation of a global lockdown or a classifying something as a pandemic can be extremely risky. And we've seen that.
In what way?
Now, well, economically.
Yeah.
Number one, from a health standpoint, when you confine people to quarters and you have more than two or three people in those quarters for a given length of time, you actually create an environment, number one, because everybody's breathing CO2, and we breathe bacteria and viruses all day long. That's part of our microbiome. It's the way that we live. It's the human. It's why you don't ever see pandemics really affecting animals unless you have some sort of a cross species or you have some sort of a biological thing that gets put into the animal feed supply, or you start using rendered food. That's what happens when you start seeing these massive pandemics between animals is, you know, most people don't know that in the feedlots, actually, animals are fed rendered food, and they're fed, you know, all these dead animals are thrown in these areas and it's chewed up, and then they make food out of it and it goes into the animals. So in nature, you would never see that. In a natural environment, you would never see that. And it even takes 600 years, actually, for a virus to mutate into something that could potentially cause a pandemic or mass death. It's just very rare. So that, you know, pretty much if you're a virologist, that these things are engineered, or they're put in contact with other viruses or bacteria or things like that to mutate at a faster rate.
So, let me interject right here. What you just said, let's not gloss over that. Just to be clear for everybody listening, in your opinion, everything you've talked to, would it be fair to say without question this is some sort of engineered sickness, virus, bacteria?
I would definitely say it would be fair to say that, yes. Yes.
Okay. I didn't mean to interrupt you, but I just want to make that clear for our listener audience.
The last thing you want to do is you want to quarantine people. If you, in the beginning stages where you might not know, yes, that would be a protocol until you find out more information about what's going on. When you find out that nobody's dying, when you find out that this might be not anything worse than a standard influenza, quarantining any group. I mean, we see that I keep referring to animals because you see that animals, you might have 1,000 chickens in one metal barn, mm-hmm. and you see disease going rampant. You might have cows, and this is what happens. You have cows that are confined their whole life in metal cages, and you have 1,000 cows in this metal barn. That's why the antibiotic use is so high in these things. When you, even if you take 4 or 5 people and you confine them to a space, and you don't have good air purification systems in that space, they're going to be breathing the bacteria out and in from the other people. And most likely, if you do that for a month, you're going to people will automatically get sick. Then let alone you tell those individuals to wear a mask. What you're doing with a mask is when you're naturally breathing out bacteria and viruses and contaminants and toxic, that's one of the ways you cleanse is through breathing, through respiration. We have 5 ways to cleanse the body. We have urination. Well, guys have 4, women have 5. You have urination. That's how you clean all the chemicals and toxins and bacteria and all that stuff out of your system. You have defecation. You have breathing and sweating, right? Breathing and sweating and respiration actually cleanses all these bacteria and viruses and toxins and all this stuff out of your system. Breathing and sweating. And then women have menstruation. Guys don't have that, right? So when you mask somebody, you're not allowing them to detoxify these bacteria and these viruses and all this stuff out. As a matter of fact, they just build up on the mask and you breathe them right back in. Not only that, you're breathing in high levels of carbon dioxide and possibly some other chemicals and things like that. And now you're seeing studies come out and you're seeing people doing these experiments with these meters, and they're sticking the meters up in their mask, and you're seeing 5,000, 8,000 parts per million of carbon dioxide that you're breathing back in, which is dangerous, dangerous levels, according to OSHA standards.
You couldn't even work. I mean, you couldn't even be in a work environment with that level.
So when you know and you look at this from a scientific perspective and you talk to physicians and doctors that specialize in this all over the country, and you now know that at pretty much every single thing that Fauci and the CDC and the World Health Organization told us to do is actually the exact opposite of what we should have done, then it raises the next question. I mean, for example, who came up with the bizarre protocol of putting people on a ventilator? I mean, any physician knows that anybody that comes in with any respiratory should go on a bypass, I mean, different oxygen first, and then go on to assisted small assisted breathing and then going to another a little bit more assisted breathing, and they should never go on a ventilator. Once you're on a ventilator, you're going to die. It's 98% possibility you're going to die once you're on a ventilator. And who came up with the protocol to sedate all of these patients that came in with COVID with fentanyl and morphine and diazepam and Valium and all this stuff? They killed many, many patients that could have survived if they wouldn't have put them on a ventilator. Where is this information coming from? And why is this information being put into the public?
Why is the medical community so quick? I mean, are they in on it? Are they just following orders?
They're following orders. They kept all the nurses and all the doctors, when they were questioned, why are you doing this? They kept saying, it's coming from the top. It's coming from above us. It's coming from above us. And everybody was saying, well, who? Who? Who's giving you this information? It's coming from the hospital administrator. It's coming from, and then there, it's coming from somebody. It just kept coming from somebody above and above and above and above.
And nobody's ever responsible.
And nobody's ever responsible. And nobody, I don't know who it's coming from. I know some of it's coming from, you know, you have to ask yourself, who runs the CDC? Who's, and it still is coming from that elite group.
Answer that. Who does run the CDC? Go ahead, answer it for everybody.
Well, the Bilderbergs and the Illuminati and the elite group of companies and people that basically run the world. And a lot of those individuals are heavily involved in the that we're seeing now in the Democratic Party. And I'm not like, you know, I'm an American. I'm not red. I'm not blue. I'm red, white, and blue. But when you follow the money and you follow the power and the elite power structure that's trying to destroy this world, that's trying to destroy the bureaucracy, that's trying to take away our freedoms, that's trying to create a new world order. It doesn't matter Republican and Democrat, because it was doing the same thing under Bush administration. It's the elite organizations that want power and control. They already have all the money. They just want the power and control. And they're utilizing and threatening Facebook and all these other social media platforms to control the narrative as well. And they're just upset. They're just completely upset because Trump was the first president that was elected that wasn't a puppet under their control. That's the thing. He was, regardless if you like him or not, he's the first president that was not put into place by the elite group that control and rule the world. And now you're starting to see all of their, all of the stuff that they were in charge of, with the child sex trafficking, the drug, running the drug trade, all of that stuff start to be eliminated, and the patriots starting to wake up to all of these planned events and programs that were put upon us secretly.
You mentioned supplements. People listening at home, what are the most important supplements they can take to help their body get ready or to fight off these things?
Well, the first thing that I would recommend are the things that you can just do for free. And that is, understand that if you're watching CNN, if you're watching anything that's pretty much run by the lame
corporate media.
You are being lied to, and it is all done to create fear and anxiety in your body. And the reason why, and we're talking about health here, fear and anxiety will reduce your immune system by 50% instantaneously. If you are not in a state of fear and you understand that your body, your self-healing mechanism, has the power to heal anything. Yes, I'm not saying that this isn't a real virus and you shouldn't take precaution. And especially if you have, you know, family and loved ones that are elderly, you know, over 50, 60, on multiple medications, they're immune compromised, you know, those are the people that are dying. Okay. But in reality, we have that many people dying of the flu anyway, every single year. Which is just a really good time to look at everybody in your family and doing cleansing and doing immune strengthening and sleeping better. You know, some of the things I'm telling people to do is try not to stress out as much. Do more meditation. Do Wim Hof breathing. These are all things you can do for free that are going to protect you. We'll get into supplements too. That's going to the next level. But getting 9 or 10 hours of sleep every single night.
Wim Hof breathing. You mentioned I've saw a couple of his videos. Pretty fascinating. What is Wim Hof breathing?
So Wim Hof developed a breathing method. I mean, he just modified it. There's been many breathing methods that will enhance your immune system, reduce your stress, reduce your fear, reduce your anxiety. And he used his breathing method to endure cold temperatures. So he's really big into cold showers for the immune system, which I am too. And he's developed this system, which you can get online. Just go to YouTube and type in Wim Hof breathing. And he teaches you how to use this method of breathing to boost your immune system, to immediately bring your stress and anxiety and fear levels down. I swear, I use it. If I get in a state of anxiety and stress, sometimes I get in that state, I can go lay down and do 10 minutes, not even that much, like within 3 minutes of doing his breathing method, I am so calm and relaxed. I mean, every single person that might be taking medications for stress, for anxiety, for any of that stuff, all you need is the Wim Hof breathing method for that, and you'll be in a good, positive state. So that's Wim Hof, and it's for free. You can take those courses.
Cold showers. Why do cold showers help the immune system?
Well, your skin is your largest organ, and cold showers kind of reset your immune system and this, I don't know the exact science behind it, but it goes kind of in the way that when you shock your body a little bit, it can be good for you. It's why cryotherapy also works extremely well for your skin. It's giving your skin the sensitive impulses of the cold. So it tells your body to prepare for something that might be coming. And when your body does that, it turns on your neurological system, your lymphatic system, your fat burning system actually too. And that's why, and a lot of other things too with cryotherapy. People are going in, and I do it myself. I go into cryotherapy and it gets down to negative 170, negative 200 degrees Fahrenheit. They use liquid nitrogen to do that. And that dates back, thousands of years to the Nordic culture of they go in the hot saunas and then they run out.
I was just going to ask you about that. Yeah.
Jump in the ice water and then they get back out in Norway and Sweden and Denmark and all those countries. They have their little farms and everybody gets in there and they sweat and then they go run out in the lake and jump into the ice cold or they roll around in the snow and then they go back in their sauna. And it's just your body shifting from hot to cold, hot to cold. It's more like a pumping mechanism of pumping your lymphatic system. What happens is the blood rushes to the skin and then rushes to the organs and then rushes to the skin and then rushes into the internal organs. So it's kind of like a pumping mechanism. And when your body does that, it builds the immune system. It activates stem cell production. It's just really good for your body all around to be able to do that.
You mentioned that when you're in fear and anxiety, your immune system is suppressed 50%. Why? That's fascinating to me.
Well, number one reason why is because your body goes into a sympathetic state. It's a fight or flight response. And you have a parasympathetic state and a sympathetic state. A parasympathetic state is what you want to be in when you eat, because you want to be in a calm state. Parasympathetic state is a state of non-stress, calmness, and when your body is in a reparative state. A sympathetic state would be in a state of fear, anxiety, stress. Now, you could be in a state of excitement and happiness and be in a sympathetic state, but you're going to have endorphins being released that are positive for your body. But the negative side of that is, let's say that you're watching the news all day. If you watch CNN, you're in a state of anxiety and fear pretty much all day long. And studies have shown that being in a sympathetic state, being in a constant state of anxiety and fear, Number one, it shuts your digestive system down, and it reduces your immune response, and it reduces your immune system by up to 50%. Wow. So think about that. If you're creating the fear of a pandemic, you're creating, you're showing deaths, you're creating this thing that, oh my gosh, I'm going to die. You've literally had people in a state of fear and anxiety for, you know, 4 or 5 months right now.
We've seen plans, you know, you talked about this goes a long way. If you want to control people, you get them in a state of fear. And then they're easy to manipulate. I mean, this is pretty obvious. This is what's going on. What do you, to back up what you've said about the masks and lockdown, Doug Rocky, who, you know, was high-level military, was tasked to detox protocol for DU and all these things. He came on and said exactly what you just said, echoed exactly. You quarantine people if they're sick. You don't lock down anybody. God forbid, for the love of God, please don't wear a mask, because that's the worst thing possible that you can do. I'm just stunned. I went to the airport recently, and I'm looking around. I'm like, what in the hell is going on? I mean, it's just, it's like 1984 or something. What do you think when you see that?
This is nothing more than a large-scale experiment, okay? If you really want to get down and dirty about what's going on, it's an experiment of control to see how far they could push things and how many people will actually do what they tell them to do. They're doing this. The real thing is yet to come. This is only an experiment right now. They want to know how many people are going to believe them in this. And they even did tests. They did Project Lockstep. They started doing all these planned things to see. They want to know how much of the world's population will react and that they can control by telling them what to do. This is nothing more than an experiment on manipulation and control.
From what you've seen, do they like what they see, or are they worried that people aren't following them?
They love what they saw. They love what they saw. It was a successful experiment to them because they got most of the... Now they're hating it because the truth is coming out.
There's the music. More with Dr. Group on the other side. Very important. What is next? I think that is a $64,000 question. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Power Hour.
Well, yeah.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
You know what my mission was when I started this, when I was so excited? I still am excited after 21 years. I said, anybody who's got mouth must use Vitamer toothpaste and mouthwash if they want to stay healthy. I'm going to make sure that it is available to anywhere I can put the product.
You got a lot of zinc in these products.
Zinc inhibits plaque growth. Zinc is also known to have an antibacterial properties. Also, zinc works to eliminate bad breath by destroying volatile sulfur compounds. Such an incredible product. And
wow.
I'm so proud to say my wife did that and saved my life, saved my mouth. And she is the mother of all the people who are using a Vitamer toothpaste and mouthwash in the world.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com.
With dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food storage, I love to eat. Yum!
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. I forgot to give you the phone number. I got to discuss it with Dr. Group. You want to ask him anything, obviously, a variety of things. 844-769-2944. Call in. They're wide open. 844-769-2944. We've had people report they've had difficulties getting in. Just keep trying. Todd's there, and he'll get you in, and he'll let me know if you call. So 844-769, excuse me, 2944. The Power Mall, also, don't forget the Power Mall, 877-817-9829. All the great products. Remember, we want you happy, healthy, successful, and free. As God intends you to be, that's our mission. Buy from the good guys. Don't support Jeff Bezos. Support this. Independent media has never been more important. You need to support independent media, because if not, if we're not here, then all you have is CNN. And God forbid a world where all we have is CNN. I mean, that's Orwellian, to say the least. Let's get back to Dr. Group. Dr. Group is a world-renowned expert in the medical field. He has been on the front lines of disease. He is all over this. When he tells you, I know from talking to him, when he tells you he's talked to some of these people all over the world, he has. What do you see coming next, Dr. Group?
Well, that's a hard question. What I can say is that there's people that are boots on the ground.
Hard in what? Let me ask you this. Yeah. Hard in what way? Is it hard for you to calculate it and speculate, or hard for you to say what you really know? Because those are two different things.
Well, I mean, There's a lot of intelligence and a lot of people that are out there that are really, I call them the boots on the ground, myself included, you included. Unfortunately, in a military situation, you have the frontline soldiers, you have the boots on the ground, the ones that are seeing the censorship happen every day, that are seeing the enemy, that are facing off against the enemy on a day-to-day basis. And that information usually goes up the chain of command to the commander in chief, right? What we're seeing is there's hundreds, thousands, millions of soldiers on the ground, influencers, alternative media, naturopathic doctors, medical doctors, people, the boots on the ground, the frontline soldiers in all this. And what's happening, Daniel, is the information that we're gathering, there's no chain of command to the commander in chief. The information that we're gathering, we need to be able to talk to the president or a liaison of the president and fill them in on what's going on. What's going on in the, there are no lines in the hospitals in Houston right now. There are ambulances sitting in the parking lot. Their numbers are being, the nurses, the doctors that are coming forth and saying that they're, everybody who stands in line, whether they leave or not, is being reported back as positive. Like, we're missing a big, big piece of the puzzle here, and it's the communication between the frontline warriors and the commander in chief. And wow. That's what we're trying to figure out, because I'll tell you why, because of the multiple layers that the deep state and the swamp that the president is in right now, that's keeping the information from him and diverting him away from getting the true frontline information from the warriors and the patriots that are dealing with this on a daily basis and that are seeing it and hearing it. And do I think things are going to get worse? I mean, I hope not, but yes. All of our sources that we've been talking to are saying that things are going to continue to ramp up. Things are going to get worse by the day, by the month. September, people are predicting where we're going to have a second wave of a mutated form of COVID. And then November, for the election month, from what I'm hearing, things are going to just be chaotic and out of control. You know, that's why we need people. Prayer is very important. That's why we need people coming together. We need people, waking people up to the reality of what's currently going on. From what I'm hearing, the cities that are going to be affected the most, Washington is going to be, and come November, is going to just be chaotic. Chicago, Minnesota, California, the agenda. I keep talking about the agenda. What is the agenda here? What is the agenda that we're hearing of why is all this taking place? The agenda is not unity, okay? We should be talking about unity, bringing everybody together. All these protests and all the stuff that's happening is not creating more unity. It's creating more division. And I mean, all the people that I've talked to for years, we all want unity. We don't. Nobody I talk to is racist anymore. That's been gone a long time. I mean, we all live in a culture of diversity. Yes, I get it. There's always that one. There's 1% or 2% of the population that's always going to be. Look, let's look at history. Date back thousands of years. There was always people that a certain group of people that were racist. There was always a certain group of people. I mean, I myself and all the people that I know, we all want peace. We all want love. We all want unity. But when you have agendas of organizations that are purposely trying to create violence, purposely trying to create division, people just see on the news, here's a protest or whatever. They don't take it five steps and say, okay, who's behind that? Okay, who's funding that? Okay, who's behind that? Okay, who's behind that? Who's funding that? Who's funding that? You got to follow the money. You got to follow the agenda. You got to figure out what's the plan here. The plan is, the plan from this year all along, and ever since Trump got elected, was to stop him from getting reelected. I mean, that's the plan. That's the agenda.
No question.
I mean, it's because he's not part of their agenda. And their agenda goes to world communistic domination, population control, mandatory vaccinations, tracking of every single person on the planet, being able to, you know, look, I came out in 2018 and talked about all this stuff on the Alex Jones Show. It was the last Alex Jones Show that I ever did. He actually reposted that video. Scientists predicted COVID and lockdown in 2018. I said the exact thing was going to happen that happened here in 2020. It was the last show I ever did because that was the only show I had death. I had death threats when I came out years ago when our cancer clinic got shut down. And we were going to coming out and teaching people the root cause of cancer and how to get rid of cancer. And we were very vocal about natural forms of cancer. I had death threats then. I was threatened, you know, all kinds of stuff happened to me. The only other time I was threatened was when I talked about a pandemic happening, mandatory vaccinations. I talked about the nanobots that they were going to be using and injecting. I talked about how 5G was going to be into that. This was in 2018. You can look up the video. I talked about all this stuff happening exactly the way it's happening right now in 2018. Everybody thought I was crazy. There was one difference about me coming forward back then was that after that show was when I had death threats at the office and I had death threats again. And that was the last show I ever did because my wife was like, you need to settle down. You need to calm down. You can't do this. You can't talk about this anymore. You know, this is, you know, so I had to tell
her. Let me interject something to our audience. I know you pretty well, Dr. Group. People don't know. I actually saw you in Florida when we were down there, which was crazy that we were both down there at the same time. I know this. How can I say this? People think doctors are a little cold. You're not. You're caring. You're feeling. You really are concerned about people. This really bothers you. And for you to talk about this and to talk about the pressure that was put on you because you're speaking the truth. I mean, you're out here speaking the truth, risking your life, and then getting blowback, people not appreciating it. I pray that people listening appreciate the level, not only the risk to himself, to his family, but the level of concern that Dr. Group has for you and the value of this information. I pray that you understand how valuable a guest and just a person that he is. And so I just want to step in and say that about you, Dr. Group. I have such respect for you, and I hope our audience does too. I think they do.
I mean, you know, people say, well, you're into natural health and you're into detox and you're into cleansing and you're into the root cause of disease. I mean, what are you doing talking about all this, you know, conspiracy stuff and all that? And I'm like, well, you don't understand. When I look at the body and I see people coming in, I have to identify all the different things that can cause them to be sick. Okay. We identified all the chemicals and toxins and vaccines that make people sick. We identified the negative effects of electromagnetic radiation and 5G that are making people ill. Okay. We identified the fluoride in the water. We identified the accumulation, the iodine deficiency, the purpose, the plan to reduce iodine and make people sick by increasing the amount of fluoride, chlorine, bromide in the food systems. We identified the geoengineering programs and the chemtrails that were going on that were poisoning the soil and poisoning the food supply. We identified the genetically modified food systems and how dangerous it was for you to eat all those. The sugar conspiracy about, you know, high fructose corn syrup, putting that in everywhere, the damaging effects of that. So a good doctor is not going to be focused on treating somebody. A good doctor is going to be focused on what's causing that person to become ill and sick. And when you look at all of the things, the root cause of the illness, and then teaching them about it. I'm not here selling my products and stuff all the time. If you notice, like 99% of the stuff I talk about is telling you what's causing you to be sick, what's causing you to be ill. Just avoid it and you'll be fine. I mean, I'm not a salesman over here talking about products, except I developed the products because there was no good organic detox products out there. You know, look, you want it, it goes as simple. Look, I even did an 18-day water-only fast to tell people how simple it is to regenerate your body with water, okay? You can heal practically every single disease known to man for $1.99 a day, however much it costs you to buy a gallon of distilled water. You can get sunlight for free. You can get rest for free. You get all the most powerful healing things for free. You can, if you can go in the nature and breathe clean water for free. You know, these are the things that we already have around us. And then you start looking at, well, all these man-made things. Okay, all the things made by God are the things that heal you. All the things made by man are the things that kill you. But when you start tracing back, okay, who's behind this 5G, right? Where's the money going? Oh, my gosh, it leads up to the same people. Who's behind vaccinations? Oh, my gosh, it leads back up to the same group of people. Who's behind spraying all the chemicals and the glyphosate and everything in Monsanto? Oh, it leads right back to the same people. What's the agenda? The agenda, and they even come out and say it. Watch Bill Gates' videos talking about controlling the population and reducing the world's population down. Read all the book. Read, you know, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Read all the Bilderberg books. Read the books about the Illuminati. Read the books about the Club of Rome. Read about the, all the stuff. I mean, it's not me making it up. It's there. It's out there in public. It's there. I'm just following the trail, which any good researcher should do.
Do you think America, to some degree, a larger extent, has at least woken up to that fact? Wait a minute, something wrong is here. I don't believe CNN anymore. Something is wrong. They're buying what you're selling. They're buying what you just said right there. A big percentage. Are you encouraged by that?
I don't know about a big percentage, but I can tell you it's growing day by day. And they know that, and that's why they're censoring everything. That's why they're taking it off. That alone, right? Doesn't that sound suspicious when they're taking down any doctor and they're throwing them in jail? My good friends over at Genesis Church in Florida now that have been, you know, selling the MMS and the chlorine dioxide, sodium chloride, which turns into chlorine dioxide, that has thousands and thousands of cases of that being beneficial in the body, dating back, you know, a long time, even when it used to be called Oxy-E-100 and Halox. You know, I've used that for decades. It's about as safe as you can be. And they're saying, and they arrested his two sons. The federal marshals raided their plant the other day. And for, why is there such an attack? I mean, you know, why is there so much censorship? Just ask yourself, why are they taking all this information down? If that doesn't wake you up, then you're just too far. Then you're just too far gone. I mean, it's like you said, people need to hear from two or three or four different sources right now. But honestly, from people that I've talked to, people are waking up and people are questioning things more and more now. You know, Fauci comes out and says mask, then he comes out and says no mask, then he says mask, then he says no mask, then he says send the kids back to school, then he says don't send the kids back to school. You know, this is all being done on purpose. The good news is I think there's a good side to this. There's a great side to this, is that people are seeing the truth. Not only are they trying to decipher it, but they're actually seeing it with their own eyes.
We have about, 7-8 minutes left. Talk a little bit about the medical super PAC, maybe out of Houston, kind of that meeting and what's going forward, you know, how people can get involved and something they can do here.
So we decided that we really need to elect officials, governors, mayors, House of Representatives, Congress, you know, people in high level positions. And so people who aren't aware of what a PAC is or a super PAC is a political action committee. Now, a PAC is a political action committee where you donate directly to a candidate. A super PAC is a PAC created by the people, for the people, to find and support a candidate, not contributing directly to that candidate. That's illegal. But a super PAC is a way to raise money and members of people that care about the same things that you care about. And there was no such thing as a medical freedom. Right now, we're under tyranny in the medical. Like, we are scared that there might be a mandatory vaccination forced upon us. you know, right now there's a stronghold. They're taking people's babies away. They're forcing people to get flu vaccines. There's a stronghold on what people can do, what doctors can do. I mean, doctors are being ridiculed. They're being thrown in jail for using ozone or natural therapies, and they're being sent warning letters, even if they have 100% success rate with COVID. Dr. Brownstein is under attack right now for all the things that he's been doing and saying. It's absolutely ridiculous that these good doctors are being attacked and thrown in jail. And so we started a United Medical Freedom Super PAC. And this PAC is designed to choose candidates that are going to be, give us freedom of choice when it comes to medicine. That's not saying, we're not trying to outlaw, even though I believe, and many people do, vaccines should be outlawed, or they should go through the proper safety testing procedures, which they don't. But this is about choosing candidates that are going to be standing on our side for choice. If I want to get it, if they put out a vaccine, I should have the choice to take it or not to take it. I shouldn't be restricted to travel to, or I shouldn't be restricted to go in a restaurant, or my kids shouldn't be restricted to go to school, or me to go to a gym unless I provide some sort of a documentation that I've been mandatory vaccinated. You know, that's freedom of that. Those are our God-given rights that are in the Bill of Rights in the Constitution that we have the ability to choose. So I would highly recommend everybody go to medicalfreedompact.com. medicalfreedompact.com, and sign up as a member and donate, because all the people that are involved in this are not taking any money. As a matter of fact, we're donating, and everybody that we're trying to get to join, it's nothing but to restore America, restore the freedom in America, the freedom to choose your type of health care that you wish, to have your insurance cover that. If you want to go to an acupuncturist, go to an acupuncturist. You want to take herbs, you want to do whatever. It's empowering you to be able to choose what kind of medical treatment you want. If you want to get natural cancer therapy and go to a clinic, then your insurance should be able to choose, and your insurance should cover that. Not them dictating to you what doctor you see and what type of treatment you receive. That right there is a dictatorship, and we're trying to put an end to that. And what we're focusing on with the PAC is we're focusing on medical freedom. We're focusing on censorship, stopping the censorship that's happening, allowing us to talk about the natural things that are working for diseases. We're actually talking about empowering the local sheriffs in counties, which sheriffs have full constitutional rights to protect you against a mandatory vaccine. And we're talking about different things like 5G and the health effects and what we can do about that. Everything that we're doing is we're trying to educate candidates that we can put into office that have our back, that will support medical freedom, and that will stand for us on some of these things that are poisoning us, poisoning the air, and poisoning our food supply.
Let me coincide with what you just said. I've talked to Sheriff Leaf in Michigan. This is essential. Sheriff Leaf in Michigan, who's been trained by Sheriff Max, CSPOA.org, I asked him point blank, what would happen if somebody went to mandatorily vaccinate people in your county? And he laughed. He said, they'll probably get arrested. That is the power of a sheriff. A sheriff cannot enact laws, but they can interpose and stop unlawful acts. Anything that's against the Bill of Rights is an unlawful act. Are we endowed by our creator, or aren't we? Is the Bill of Rights the law, or isn't it? What is America? You said it best. You've coined that phrase. Not red, not blue, but red, white, and blue. Red, white, and blue is about liberty, about choice, about choosing our own destiny. And nowhere is it needed more in America than medically right now. We just have just a couple minutes. Maybe last thoughts to our audience, if there's one or two things that you could leave with them that you would want them to consider or understand or know from your experience, what would that be?
Not to be in a state of fear, not to be in a state of anxiety. Everything is about knowledge. And when you know the truth, you have a calmness and a peace that comes over you. And if you don't know the truth yet, there's plenty of information out there. My YouTube channel, Dr. Group on YouTube. I talk about 5G. I talk about all these things. This show that we're doing right now, I know everybody watching already knows this most likely, and just share with as many people as you possibly can. And just, I'm solution based. I mean, yes, I talk a lot about the root cause, but I'm also, let's talk about the solutions to different things. Right now, make sure that you keep your immune system strong. Detoxify your body on a regular basis. Go to the Power Mall. Right now, I'm taking just keeping your gut healthy and keeping your stress levels low is like some of the best advice I can give to people. 70% of your immune system is in your gut. Keeping your gut clean with oxy powder. I'm taking iodine, selenium, vitamin D, vitamin C. I'm taking lots of probiotics right now.
Zinc.
Probiotics. Zinc, amazing. Zinc, yes, absolutely. The zinc works really, really well. And any type of parasite herbal product is working good as well because it has natural quinine in it. And just try to get healthy sleep. Try to get 8 hours of sleep. It's amazing what sleep can do for your immune system and how healthy you can be with sleep and meditation. Meditation calms you down. The Wim Hof breathing method, all the things we talked about on the show. Drink more water. You know, try to reduce your alcohol content. Try to reduce your gluten intake. Try to reduce your dairy intake. Try to reduce your meat intake.
What is the deal with milk, with the, you know, pasteurized milk from the store? I've heard all across the board. I've heard stay away from it like the plague. I've heard, what would you say? Pasteurized milk from the store.
Not good. It causes an immune and inflammatory reaction in your bowel. Don't drink that. If you're going to drink milk, just drink nut milks, almond milk, hemp milk, oat milk, macadamia milk.
What about raw milk?
Raw milk, if you know the source, you know the organic farm, raw goat's milk is probably a little bit better than cow's milk. I would definitely say that that's going to be a much, much, much better option for you than pasteurized milk. It's going to have the enzymes in it that help break it down.
Ladies and gentlemen, to the future, conviction will win right now. Conviction, understanding, knowledge. You need knowledge to have conviction. And it's all on the line. And your freedom, your destiny is here. It's here for us, ladies and gentlemen. It's here. We can do it. I believe in you. Happy, healthy, successful, and free as God intends you. Dr. Group, it's been a pleasure, my friend.
Pleasure being on.
Talk to you soon.
Thank you.
God bless you.
Everybody.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.